your brother. Don't be shy. Because you cannot believe your eyes.
Having a backlog of 80 songs in your head, is that the equivalent of dementia? The Washington Post has a story entitled Census Bureau Admits Overcounting 7 Blue States, Just 1 Red State. In it, we read, in a shocking report, the U.S. Census Bureau recently admitted that it overcounted the populations of 8 states and undercounted the populations of 6 states in the 2020 census. All but one of the states overcounted is a blue state, and all but one of the undercounted states is red. Those costly errors will distort congressional representation in the Electoral College. It means that when the Census Bureau reapportioned the House of Representatives, Florida was cheated out of 2 additional seats that it should have gotten. Texas missed out on another seat. Minnesota and Rhode Island each kept a representative they shouldn't have. And Colorado was awarded a new member of the House it didn't deserve. These harmful errors also mean billions in federal funds will be misallocated. Funding for many federal programs is distributed to the states based on population. Overcounted states will now receive a larger share of federal funds than they are entitled to, at the expense of the undercounted states. So there's not just political power in question, but money as well in miscounting the populations in states. They got more federal funds than they deserve, which could be abused any number of ways. The irony in miscounting of blue states? These are the very states that, if you cross-reference other books and articles, are the ones who have been hemorrhaging population for decades. The states that saw the biggest percentage of declines were New York, Illinois, Hawaii, and California, and those losses were driven by people moving away, according to Pew. The thing about this is that we've known for decades that the North has been losing population, like in the Midwest. Demographers have been talking about for years how people have been fleeing to the South into red states. The largest population growth in the country has been in the South for decades, and not just from Northerners looking for jobs in the South or retirees in search of warmer weather, but even African Americans have been ditching the North in vast numbers and moving back South, as documented in articles like The New Great Migration, Black Americans Return to the South, or the Christian Science Monitor's article, Why African Americans Are Moving Back to the South. Long story short, 3/4 of all population growth is happening in the South. And if you look at a political map of the country, it's all happening in red states. So logically, red states should be seeing growing power in the Electoral College. But thanks to fraudulent census takers, the power shift can be halted. Kind of like how California is counting illegal aliens in its census, which gives them 6 additional Electoral College votes, enough to cancel out the entire state of South Carolina. This is a civil rights violation and a voter suppression maneuver that dwarfs anything that happened under Jim Crow. People talk about China's ghost cities, but is something similar happening in America with giant dying metropolitan areas lying about their actual population figures to hang on to political power? For instance, I grew up for part of my childhood in Cleveland, Ohio. I recently watched a video of a walking tour through the downtown. I was stunned at how empty it was. It was like a ghost town. Yet the video claimed that Cleveland had 2.8 million residents. Yet when you cross-reference the official sources, Cleveland's population has fallen to a mere 388,331 residents. So why are they lying and telling people it's 2.8 million? Answer, money and political power. So when Cleveland is used to short-circuit surrounding red counties of the state, how many of the votes are coming from real people, and how many from Sims? As Stalin famously said, those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Or in this case, those who live in states decide nothing. Those who count populations in those states control everything. We need less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. That's what the John Birch Society is all about. Check them out at jbs.org.